Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
My goodness, Ben, I got the longest forecast ever, and I better start telling you what the forecast is going to be for all of the islands. Otherwise, the show will be over. Flash flood watch. Flash flood watch starts tonight through Monday afternoon for Molokai, Lanai, Kaho'olawe, Maui, and Hawaii Island. Flash flood watch for Sunday, or from Sunday rather, from Sunday morning through Monday afternoon for Niihau, Kauai, and Oahu. High surf warning for all east-facing shores of Molokai, Kaho'olawe, Maui, and Hawaii Island. There's a hurricane watch for Oahu, Molokai, Lanai, Kaho'olawe, Maui, and Hawaii Island. But it looks like it's not going to affect Hawaii Island as much as it could affect Kauai at this point. We've got a tropical storm warning in effect for Molokai, Lanai, Kaho'olawe, and Maui, and the Big Island. Tropical storm watch is in effect for Kauai as well. That's the watches and the warnings. So bottom line is, today we're going to have breezy, well, it's going to be something like 15 to 25 miles per hour out of the east. All right, so breezy, little rain on the windward side, scattered showers leeward. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Here comes the clouds, breezy conditions, scattered showers on Kauai, scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms, Oahu and Maui. And then Sunday, the tropical storm conditions expected with the hurricane conditions possible, Maui County and Oahu. The tropical storm conditions possibly for Kauai Sunday night, very windy, showers and scattered thunderstorms, locally heavy rainfall possible at times. I mean, 5 to 15 inches was forecast in some areas. High today about 91 degrees. That's how the temperature is going to be pretty much steady in that high 90s, the low between 72 and 77. Now, the winds are going to shift from the northeasterlies today to the what we're going to have then southeasterlies, 25 to 45, gusts to 85. You get the picture. Okay, it's going to be like this all the way. Then it's Kauai on Monday, because by Sunday night, Monday morning, things are going to shift, and the tropical storm conditions on Kauai are definitely possible with the windward and mountain areas expecting, of course, most of those windy conditions. The north shore of Kauai with scattered thunderstorms during the day and locally heavy rainfall possible again with the easterly winds 20 to 35 miles per hour. And then Tuesday through Wednesday, we're back to pretty normal conditions as the winds drop down to 25 miles per hour at their height. And this storm is moving very quickly. That's the good news, because it's not going to linger at 4 miles per hour. I think it was Lane that did there. It just wouldn't move. It was like, when is it going to get here? And then it fortunately didn't when it was a Category 5. And now we have a Category 2. But it's still offshore, expected to be a Category 1. The closer it gets, it's going north of the Big Island, Hawaii Island. So Maui, Oahu, the north shores and windward sides, and of course the north shore of Kauai, right now seem to be the most in danger from the conditions that are happening from tropical storm, excuse me, from Hurricane Douglas, hoping it'll become a tropical storm. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So I want to wish you all a very good morning. It's going to be a great day to get out and play a round of golf today. You want to do as much as you can. Makalei on the Big Island has a 946. Poipu Bay on Kauai an 1130 and a 910. Kapolei on Oahu has an 11 o'clock. Royal Hawaiian Country Club a 940 and a 1050. Bayview, an 8:30, 9:40, 10:10, 11 o'clock. Remember, you must make your tee times because of the COVID-19 situations, keeping as many people distance and not in the pro shop. And it just makes it much easier, much safer for those working there. Makaha East has a 9:15, pretty much open to 1 o'clock. Kahili has a 9:18 and an 11:18 on Maui. And Wailea, the gold course, they aerated, so it's $40 for Kama'aina. And there's a 9 o'clock, a 9:30, and 11 o'clock. And it's already been 7 days since aeration. Got a big show for you today. Mary B. Porter King is joining us. She's in Tennessee right now. Michael Patrick Shields, he's going to cover our Symetra tour. Tina Scotti, she's working really hard for the Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii. They're using Top Tracer on the driving range at Bayview to do a virtual tournament. And Ron Syrak, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Golf Award winner, he's going to be coming in to talk with us as well about all things golf. We'll bring Mary B. Porter King in right after this.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Okay, you thought that forecast was long. Mary B. Porter King's accomplishments could be pages long, so I'm going to shorten it. She is the Palmer Cup captain. She was Junior Solheim Cup captain. PGA of America First Lady of Golf, co-founder and president of Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, LPGA Tour veteran, and one of this country's most respected rules experts and officials, who has officiated in 14 U.S. Opens, 17 U.S. Women's Opens, 15 U.S. Amateurs, and 5 Masters. Hi, Mary B.
Good morning, Danielle. I didn't know I was going to call in for a weather report, but thanks for that.
Yes, you're not on Kauai right now, and I'm sure the family is getting ready.
Yes, I'm going to remind my husband to bring in the outside furniture, but yes, it's beautiful here in Tennessee, but I'm missing being home.
Yeah, Mary B's in Tennessee for the Ladies National Golf Association 90th LNGA Amateur Championship. It's played in Tennessee grasslands, the Foxland Links course. You're working. This is a huge tournament, the 90th, as I said, and with the Allied Golf Associations, the Metropolitan Amateur Golf Association, and the USGA. This is a huge event.
Right. This has been a really big year for us. Danielle, I'm going to tell you that I played in this amateur championship back when I was a junior and an amateur, but it wasn't the first one since it's 90 years old. But I did play in it as when I was amateur, and it was a championship that sort of lost its way a little bit through the years, and volunteers are hard to find, and I made a commitment to it a few years back to bring it back, and this year is our 90th, and it also, the United States Golf Association gave us exemptions for the women's amateur this year, which is really big. Since we're not allowed to have amateur or any of our USGA qualifiers that we usually have in Hawaii, they're now having to use the World Golf Rankings and some events, and we were really excited to be selected as one of three women's amateur championships, one the Women's Western and the Women's North South, and then the LNGA.
Wow.
So we have two exemptions minimally. If we have a tie for second, then those players will also earn an exemption right into the women's amateur. So it's been a big year for us.
When you say that you made a commitment, are you running this? Are you organizing?
What do you think?
I think you are.
Yes, I am. I'm the chair of the championship. I'm on the board of directors. I've been on the board of directors for about 5 or 6 years. I was on it previously, right after I retired from playing, I got involved. But then when I got involved with the USGA and the PGA, of America on their boards, I couldn't be involved. So I got back involved about 5-6 years ago, and like I say, my goal has been to get it back to the status it was when I played in it as a kid, and we're doing that. And I say that USGA is recognizing that and giving us exemptions directly into the women's amateur this year. So I'm very excited about that. And we've got a good field. Unfortunately, COVID has so many effects in everything we touch daily, but there have been some kids that some states have gotten into quarantine. So so our field is still very strong. We're right now at 135 players. We had 170 entries, but unfortunately some players had to pull out.
Sure. So, how do you qualify? What are some of the entry requirements?
Basically, the entry requirements of this year was you had to come in at a 5.5 or lower, which is the handicap requirement for the women's amateur. We had an exemption list, which is on our website, and it exempted all past USGA champions, all past LNGA champions within the last 10 years. And there's an exemption category. We went off World Golf Rankings. They're exempt players. So we wanted to exempt and get the top elite players into this event, which we were successful this year. So I'm happy to say I think we have two players that are not plus handicapped in the field, and they happen to be an exempt player who qualified, was a past USGA champion, and is a little older, and her handicap isn't a plus anymore, but it's a 0.1 or something.
Wow.
So all the players in the field are plus handicaps, up to a plus 6. So,
wow.
It's a very strong field, and as you know, this year's been so tough for golf, men and women, especially amateurs and professionals. There's so little to play in. So I'm really happy that this event is going on, and I felt very obligated to be here, even though I get to go home and quarantine for 2 weeks. But it's not a bad place to quarantine back in Hawaii, so
no.
I'll be fine.
You know, if you want to find out more about this, you just go to ladiesnationalgolf.org, ladiesnationalgolf.org, and you'll see the LNGA, Ladies National Golf Association, their logo, over 90 years of tradition in women's golf, and it's beautiful. This golf course, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I just came off of it, so I'm glad I had the call before I spoke with you. Because I didn't do a site visit previously, but it's a links-style course, grasslands, some good knee-high kind of fescue along the edge of the fairway. So if you're not straight, it's rather penal. Some of the greens are elevated. They'll probably be playing the greens at around 11, I'm guessing. You said 10 and a half and 11, depending on the weather. It should be a good test. I'm going to try to set it up to where I can have a drivable par 4, which I like to do, long par 3s and short par 3s. So I like to, and then also a reachable par 5, which I moved today to try to make it possibly when we get to our final round, that if a player needs to make up some shots, they could take a risk reward. So on the 17th hole. So, yeah, it's sort of fun setting up courses. And like I do that for the Arnold Palmer Cup is my responsibility, the Arnold Palmer Cup, and that and rules. And I do course setup for men and women. So, and these college players, the majority of the field are college players or just out of college, and then some junior players. The distances these kids hit it anymore, it's crazy. And especially setting up, say, an Arnold Palmer Cup, the boys, Matt Wolf played in it. All the boys that are playing right now that are doing so well, Colin Morikawa, those kids all played in the Arnold Palmer Cup. So setting courses up can be tricky, but it can be fun and challenging too.
Yeah. Listening to you talk about setup, are you officiating as well?
Of course. Yeah. I'm the lead rules official and I do that also for the Arnold Palmer Cup. So, there are, 4 of us that run the Arnold Palmer Cup. 2 from the RNA and 2 from the United States.
That's amazing.
And, so it's been a lot of fun because we were supposed to be in Ireland this year for the Arnold Palmer Cup, but as you know, UK was shut down early and canceled all their amateur events. And so we're having it at Bay Hill in December. So I'll talk to you more about that at another time. But I'm headed to Bay Hill next week to go do course setup for that as well. So while I'm here, I might as well get things done.
Right, right, right. Are you also going to go to Rich Harvest Farms for the...
Well, yeah, and I was going to, but they just shut Chicago, just got Illinois down to Florida because I would have been coming in from Florida and I would have to quarantine, and I didn't think that sounded like much fun. So
no.
I'll come back in the spring to do that one. And I've been to Rich Harvest Farms. We had the NCAAs there a couple of years ago, so I'm more familiar with that course.
Yeah, is Bay Hill a place you've been to several times, or is this pretty new?
Never been there, so
wow.
I'm anxious to go. But setting it up for the Arnold Palmer Cup is a challenge because we play mixed. We may play mixed four ball, mixed foursomes. So mixed four ball is where it becomes most challenging, really, to put the women in a position where they're, you know, the male counterparts aren't always hitting wedges and they're hitting five irons. So.
Yeah.
It's been kind of fun. I've done some fun things with it there. But, you know, it's making the women relevant and also having the women hit a club into a green where they, especially in the foursomes, where they can get it close to the hole and they're not hitting long irons. So
truly. I'm just, the Arnold Palmer Cup has been played on the old course, Royal County Down, Royal Port Rush, Baltrazol, the Honors Course, Cherry Hills. I think it was also at Evian. You know, it's just...
Right. It was Evian two years ago, and I set that course up. And that's where Matt Wolf played, and Colin Morikawa, and all the young boys that are playing now. So young men, they're not boys, but young men that are playing now. So, yeah, it's fun to set it up for them and just to do course setup for these young top elite amateur players. It's sometimes these younger players hit it farther than the professionals because they just let it all out. And once they get on tour, they realize they might need a little more control. So they can pound it, that's for sure, the men and women, both.
Let me ask you something, okay? Jack Nicklaus got a little bit upset watching Bryson DeChambeau, you know, mm-hmm. talking about pounding it, right? And body change and all that. He says, stop studying it. Let's do something about this. Do you think that distance has become an issue?
Well, yes and no. I mean, and I understand what Jack is saying. Compare Jack to Bobby Jones, totally different athletes as well. Different conditions, different equipment. And I think, you know, between the athlete and the equipment, and I don't know that it's so much the ball. And I think if you talk to the USGA or someone there, they can give you more details on the ball. But the specifications on the ball, to my knowledge, have really remained the same. It's just the manufacturers have figured out a way to make a ball that goes like a flying lady, which was in one day was the ball that went the farthest. They found out a way to give it that feel and spin that a good player, elite player, wants in a ball, wants the control of a ball. Whereas that flying lady or the top flight ball of the past, it could go a long ways, but the player didn't have the control of it. And so it's not, I don't know what, I don't want to see old golf courses become obsolete. I totally agree with that. And there has to be some way I don't want to see bifurcation of the rules either, because I think all of us like to compare ourselves to DeChambeau or whomever it is and say, well, you know, I hit it here. I don't necessarily want to lose yardage.
Yeah.
bad enough as it is that you lose it as you grow older anyway. But, it's a complicated question, and I don't know. I know Augusta's talked for years about bifurcation and having a ball just for the Masters, which I feel would be a very difficult challenge for the players to learn a new golf ball in such a short period of time. And then the following week or the week before, they're playing another golf ball. So, you know, there's a lot to that. And I just don't know if bifurcation of the rules is the way to go.
Yeah, what do you think about changing the club head size of the driver? I mean,
We did that, and even when I was on the board of the USGA, that we limited the CO, and we also restricted the C COR, the coefficient of restitution, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. I just know the word, the COR of the club, which is the spring-like effect on the face of the club, which limited the distance the ball traveled as well. And we have also limited the size of the club head. So that was limited. If you're talking about going back to the 90s on the size, I don't know. You know, it maybe could have an effect. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a big expense for manufacturers as well. Every time we change rules, if they have to go back and retool and, you know, make new equipment and do things when we do change all the standards. So I'm not making that decision. So, but I see both sides.
Yeah, it's tough because, like you, I don't want to see a fabulous Donald Ross course become obsolete because they can go over the trees and the dale and everything and all of a sudden be on the green. And, you know, assuming they can manage to keep it going straight. And at times when he's on, DeChambeau can do it. You know, he's got it dialed in at times. At times he doesn't have...
Yeah, and I agree. And I, you know, a few years ago we had the Open at Marion, and it's and there was a lot of conversation in that time period about going to Marion and its length and its size. It's a very small golf course. It's on, I think, under 100 acres. And distance-wise, and obviously they played them fully to the tips, they did find some area to move one tee back, but they didn't light that up, by the way. There are other ways to make golf courses a little more difficult, and especially with the length of the rough and being more penal and possibly putting some cross bunkers into or cross roughs into fairways as well, which is interesting. And some old courses back in the East I've seen with cross roughs where a really thick area goes right across. So there are ways, and I would really hate to see us lose the potential of having national championships on some beautiful old golf courses, because I think they're, you know, they're very special.
Maybe you should go and, you know, advise them on setup.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be calling me right away.
You never know. On a rules question. Okay, John Rahm, number one player in the world now, after an incredible round, several of them, but the final round, and an incredible shot. And then having it determined, because of course the camera can see everything in high def and very close up, that based on rule number 9.4, ball at rest by player moved, since he didn't put it back, he was assessed the 2-stroke penalty. He saw that had happened. He didn't argue. Of course, he didn't also... He still won. He was winning by enough strokes not for that to not bother him. Some people were outraged. Can you give us some insight into that?
Well, yes. Under the rules of golf, he would be penalized. And that's what it states very clearly. I don't have my arms around yet on the high definition piece of what we put into the rules. The player was not aware that the ball had moved. And normally... I know, and watching enough players and being a player, that I know when a player has moved a ball, that you can see their body moves. There's some great footage that we have of Davis Riley in the junior amateur a couple of years ago. He was the only one that saw his ball move. And you know it, and your gut tells you that ball moved because you look down and that tie list is, that tees over a little bit more, and you know it when you look down at it. The lie that John had, you know, and he told you that he didn't know it moved.
Exactly.
And so I believe him. I believe him because he's an Arizona State boy is why I believe him. High on life. And I believe John didn't know the ball moved, but I'm still not clear, and I haven't spoken with anyone that, to clarify my mind on the high definition piece of that. And because I thought that's what we had done away with.
Yeah.
And so I really don't know. But under the rule itself, yes, he should have been penalized if the ball indeed did move. But if the player didn't know it moved and had no evidence in his mind that it moved, and I think from the angle that he was standing, I don't know that he could see his tie list. his tee or whatever part of that ball. If you're just looking at dimples, that rough was so long. So I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah.
I know that until I speak, I was going to try to get a hold of someone from the USGA, so I was clear on the high-definition rule, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's the question. You know, I thought that had been dealt with. Like, if you know, what was reasonable for a player to not be able to see? I mean, but I also that's where we're a lot of people were confused. How about Michelle Wee West, Solheim Cup? She said that as soon as she heard that Pat Hurst had been named Solheim Cup captain, she made the call and said, "Hey, can I be the assistant or one of them?"
She'll be great. It'll be great for Michelle, and that it'll probably, I hope, fire her up a little bit if she wants to come back. I know she keeps saying she wants to come back and play, and good for her. But I know it'll probably make her hungrier, possibly, because she'll have a jealousy that she's not out there playing. But I think from the player's perspective, the team perspective with Pat, I think Michelle will be a huge asset for Pat as a captain and as a co-captain. So I think it was a great choice and good for Michelle to want to be involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you as a player, when you had your kids, did you want them to see how good you could be on the golf course?
Yeah, I wanted to be good. That was the problem, maybe. No. Yeah, so I was at that point became a single mother and had my son with me, and he didn't really have an understanding that not everyone in the world played like Nancy Lopez or Julie Inkster or Patty Sheehan or Jan Stevenson. He thought that everyone played like that. So he was a little... He had a harder time himself playing golf because he compared himself to the best women players in the world at that time. So, and I get that she wants her child, and same with Tiger, wanted their children to understand that this is who I am and you know, why, who I am and what I've always aspired to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get that. But she's got a long way. She's only 30, so she's got, you know, her daughter isn't going to probably remember a whole lot till she gets a little older, but Tiger's in that age now where the kids understand.
Yes, exactly. And I thought, you know, for him, it was huge to be able to win and for his kids to see dad be, you know, on the top of the world and watch all the fans, the adoration. And because, you know, until then, they really couldn't conceive of exactly what dad meant to the world of golf, and that I felt really, really good for him. Absolutely fabulous. The Symetra Tour is back, Firekeepers Hotel Casino Tournament, a lot of rookies in the field. It's just a really exciting time. The LPGA is about to start, but we're talking with Mary B. Porter King, and she is a Palmer Cup captain, Junior Solheim Cup captain. Was it 2018? It's like,
it was the junior, and I'm not the Palmer Cup captain. I'm in charge of setup and rules of Palmer Cup, but the Ping Junior Solheim Cup, I was captain last year at Glen Eagles in Scotland. So that was last year.
It was last year. Boy,
yep.
Everything's kind
last
of
September,
all jumbled all together. Really good talking with you, Mary B. Is there something that I have not given you an opportunity to mention that you'd like to?
No, I just want to thank you for all you do to keep everyone involved in the game and for keeping people updated and inviting me on your show. So,
oh, I love it.
I wish everyone well with the hurricane coming. I'm sorry I'm not there, but I've been there for the other ones. But I hope everyone's safe.
We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay because we're all going to hunker down and take care of each other. Thank you very much. Is Mary B. Porter King, our PGA of America First Lady of Golf, co-founder and president of Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and one of the country's most respected rules experts, officiated 14 U.S. Opens, 17 U.S. Women's Open, 15 U.S. Amateurs, 5 Masters. You're amazing. Thanks for being on the show. Aloha, Mary B.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. We've got the gentleman, Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Okay, you know, we haven't had a hurricane this early in the season in a very long, long time. I can't remember one this early. It's only July. So you need to be prepared because this is hurricane season all the way through November. And Aloha Power Equipment can help. They have a sale on the Honda's new EU2200 generator. It's $1,049. That's $200 off. $1,049, $200 off the regular price. So you got to go down. Supplies can sometimes be limited. Keep that in mind. But if they run out, if you go down to the Sand Island or Waipahu stores, they will rain check you on that sale price and throw in an additional 3-year warranty. That's another $200 value. So visit Aloha Power Equipment today for your Honda generator and be prepared.
Do you remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord? Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that, too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer, too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now, here's Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire. He's a travel writer, traveltattler.com. But you know what? He is Michigan's Big Show syndicated host. Michigan Association Broadcasters voted him Best Network Radio Personality of the Year. And he's an author. One of his many books, I call him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life with my friend, George H.W. Bush. Hi, Michael Patrick.
Aloha, Danielle, and I'm glad you didn't mention my handicap amongst all those credentials.
Well, I don't divulge those sorts of things. That's like telling somebody's name. You know, I apologize for being so late. My weather forecast, with all of the watches and warnings with old Douglas out there, took six minutes.
Well, weather is always the lead, no matter what.
Yeah, and, especially if there's
that's
a hurricane.
Just the way it goes.
A hurricane a-coming, you know. We got to be ready for the hurricane. But you went traveling. Do you get nervous about traveling given the current conditions?
No, I'm excited to see that there is starting to be signs of life in the travel world. And the next couple times I speak to you, I will be at Pinehurst, North Carolina, which is a real golf mecca, as you know. And then I'm going to visit Myrtle Beach and beyond. And the reason I'm doing that is golf is very popular now because it's very easy to distance yourself. And some places, as I'm sure you've talked about, are doing individual carts or you can walk. And so that is one sport and one resort element that's doing very well. And so I'm going to go have a look at some of these places and report to you, as always, dutifully from Pinehurst and from Myrtle Beach and and maybe even the Big Cedar Lodge, where Tiger Woods is set to open his American Golf Course design, and that'll be in the month of September.
Wow, that's fantastic. So you're in Battle Creek, Michigan now for the Firekeepers Casino Hotel Championship. Symetra Tour underway, really exciting. What's it like in Battle Creek, Michigan at the Firekeepers Casino Hotel Championship?
The weather is good. In the past, they had a tournament completely rained out one time, so they're very happy. And, you know, after 4 months away, the last thing we would have wanted is a rain out for the road to the LPGA. It's Battle Creek Country Club, which is right on a lake, and it's the second stop now in the Symetra Tour now that they're back in action. That's a pretty good purse, $175,000. And I don't know if you can make more than that in the casino or not, but you can try your luck if you want to. Or, you know, you can get the first prize of $26,000 and take it in there and see if you can make something of it. It's part of the Firekeepers Casino Hotel, which is very nearby, of course. And we've got three players from Hawaii here, Brittany Phan from Pearl City, Nicole Sakamoto from Honolulu, and Brittany Yata from Hilo. And they're playing the second round today. And they've got some stiff competition from here in the Midwest. Sarah Burnham, for instance, is playing, and she won the Michigan Women's Open a few weeks ago by 10 strokes.
Whoa.
She's formidable. And we've got some interesting storylines, too. For instance, Sarah Hoffman went to Grand Valley State University, not too far from here, and she's making her second appearance in this event, but she's been spending the last few months in the Ann Arbor area, not practicing her golf, but working as a nurse.
Wow.
And as we know, those frontline responders now are very, very valuable. And so it's hard not to root for Sarah Hoffman after what she's been doing and trying to help people. And, you know, we've got, as you mentioned, you know, you heard Hawaii and Michigan, and got players from all around the world who managed to get here, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Denmark, Spain. You know, the golf is very much an international event. And ironically, players are even from Slovakia and Panama and Mexico, Israel, Italy. One of the leaders today is Gabrielle Shipley, who is from Battle Creek, Michigan, right where the tournament is taking place. She and her sister, Sarah, were given sponsors exemptions, and she's making the most of it. She shot 66 to tie the low round of the day yesterday. Rixin Liu and Ji Yoon Baek also shot 66, and those were your three co-leaders after the first day. And ironically, it's Gabrielle Shipley who played with her sister Sarah yesterday, and they've played in lots of professional events, but they'd never played together before, and they did yesterday.
That's great. In fact, Shipley is through 16 right now, 9 under and 3 under on the round, so she's putting in another stellar performance. I watched some of the YouTubes. You know, Michael Patrick Shields also goes traveling and then has his radio show wherever he is. Mm-hmm. What was the pro-am? Were you there for the pro-am, the party?
I was.
Yes.
Yes.
They put on quite the party, don't they?
They do. They were originally intending to have fans because the casino is open with proper distancing, and you would think a golf course would be perfectly fine for fans to spread out and walk, and then at the last minute they decided not to do that. And so I had to do a little bit of journalism there to get out there and have a peek, and it was very, very quiet. But one of the people who was there is ironically from Lansing, Michigan, John Lindert, who is currently the secretary of the PGA of America. And as you know how that works, then he'll become treasurer, I think it goes, or maybe it's the other way around. Anyway, the whole point of it is, no, he'll be vice president next year when we do have the Ryder Cup here in the Midwest, right across the lake over there at Whistling Straits, and then eventually the next turn for him will be the president of the PGA of America. So he was playing in the Pro-Am with my producer, Tony Cuthbert, who made his first ever Pro-Am appearance and was as nervous as a cat. Luckily, and he drew Sarah Hoffman, the nurse, who was playing with him. And so it was pretty cool. And it was nice to see John Lindert. And it's exciting to know. I mean, we're going to have a Ryder Cup someday. It was meant to be in a couple of months across Lake Michigan. But Lindert will be vice president when that happens. And he's often the guy, and you'll see him again, the PGA Championship coming up at Harding Park. He's the one on the first tee who stands there and announces the players, John Lindert. And so he gets his cues from CBS, and he was telling a story that Rory McIlroy last year was just chomping at the bit, ready to go, and Lindert can't introduce him until he gets the go from CBS when they come back from the commercials, and Rory turned around and said, come on, let's go. He couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it.
We're in a commercial break. We're in a commercial break.
How it works.
Yeah, that is how
it
works.
We're in Michigan right now, and we did have, speaking of PGA of America, the Senior PGA Championship was meant to be at Benton Harbor a couple months ago, and that had to get scrubbed. And so we lost that event at the Harbor Shores there, the Jack Nicklaus design. But just up the road there, there is going to be a place called American Dunes, and it'll probably be Jack Nicklaus's last design because he came out of retirement to do it. And it's for the Folds of Honor. It's going to be the headquarters of the Folds of Honor, which I'm sure you're aware of.
Yes.
And he took the country club there, and he redid Grand Haven Country Club, and he turned it into American Dunes. And that'll open in a couple of weeks. And we did have the PGA Tour here, as you know, in Detroit, again, with no fans there at the Rocket Mortgage Classic a couple weeks ago. And then next week, we're really in full force again with professional golf because the Champions Tour is at Old Warwick Hills, where the Buick Open was held for many, many years. And we're going to see the debut of Jim Furyk and Mike Weir, the lefty from Canada. And we've got a pretty good field there. No fans, unfortunately, again. And no Fred Couples. But otherwise, Ernie Els is going to be here, too. And they'll be playing at that old venue. And at the same time, just to the south, just over the border in Toledo, the LPGA Tour returns at the place that was known as the Jamie Farr event for all those years in Toledo. And Jamie Farr is not involved anymore, but his name will always be linked to it. So, you know, Michigan's a pretty good place to be right now if you're interested in golf.
Isn't that the marathon that's going to happen?
Yes, it is. That's Sylvania Country Club, I think.
Yeah, and they have five pro-ams for that particular tournament. Five.
That's something.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. You have to tell me about the ferry, though. As I was listening to some of the pieces of your show, there was a conversation, I think, with Jim Wise, the vice president of marketing, over at this beautiful, and must be nice, Battle Creek Country Club, Firekeepers Hotel Casino Tournament. He was talking about a ferry. Is there a ferry that you can travel on?
Well, they have they put a little island green, which they floated out into the lake. The clubhouse has a view of the lake down below, and so they did a contest where you could try to hit this little, it was no bigger than the size of a card table with a flagstick in the middle. And so, you know, it was a tiny, tiny postage stamp of an island green, and they do that for raising money for charity so you can get a shot at it. But yeah, I mean, a place like Pure Michigan in the summer, you have to make a decision between golf and being on the lake. At Battle Creek Country Club, you can do both.
That's beautiful. Absolutely fabulous. Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire. So when are you going to be in Pinehurst?
I'll be in Pinehurst at the end of August, and then I'll be with Ben Wright for a week after that, visiting him because he lives nearby there. And then I'll be moving on to the Tiger Woods opening golf course at Big Cedar Lodge, which is in the Ozarks in Missouri, which is popular for more than that TV show on Netflix people are talking about.
Thank you.
Days, but it's where it was shot, and it's Johnny Morris's golf course, the founder of Bass Pro Shops, and he's got Tiger, and he's got a course, and, you know, they had a Champions Tour event there for a number of years, and so I'm going to have a peek at that, then I'm going to revisit Myrtle Beach and just to try to make my way through the world of golf.
Good. Well, you're going to be on the show a lot. Please say hello to Ben Wright for me. I sent an email. I don't know if I'm getting through. It'd be fun having him on again.
Oh, then we'll do it for sure.
Yeah,
that'd be a riot. It's his birthday, 88th birthday in September, so maybe we can do a birthday edition.
That would be great. A birthday edition with Ben Wright and Michael Patrick Shields. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Mahalo and aloha. Great to hear your voice again.
Good to hear yours. Aloha, Michael Patrick. We're going to come back, and we've got a wonderful woman who is going out to the country this weekend to help people with a crew of people, but that's what she does. Her name is Tina Scotti. She's the Special Events and Grants Manager Ronald McDonald House Charities. Take a swing for families at Bayview Golf Course. It continues until the 31st. So you go over to the driving range and you play on the top tracer and you enter your score, and then you could win prizes. But this is only the first round of this event to raise money for the Ronald McDonald Charities House. It's coming up right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Okay, and you remember that number, okay, because this is one of those weekends, and they'll be available for you, and the number is 330-6212. That's Oahu Extraction. They get suited up, gloved, and masked to come into your home because they're totally aware that everyone's just a little nervous with COVID-19. And, of course, yesterday we heard the mayor talking about it. You know, this is a double whammy, dealing with the pandemic as well as Hurricane Douglas. So don't worry. Oahu Extraction has you covered. 330-6212.
Come take a swing for our families. Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii has partnered with Bayview Golf Course and Driving Range. Play the Harbortown Links virtual golf course using top tracer technology at Bayview. Register and compete in the Ronald McDonald House Charities virtual golf tournament. You'll be helping our families and children stay together while the kids get their medical care. Players compete for prizes any day, anytime, between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. during the entire month of July. Post your scores, and at the end of July, the winners will be drawn. The first 25 to register get a Ronald McDonald gift bag. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or family with Keiki, come out and enjoy an exciting game at Bayview's covered range. Email Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii at golf@rmhchawaii.org or come to Bayview Golf Course in Kaneohe. Come swing for our families.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring in Tina Scotty, Special Events and Grants Manager, the Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii at Bayview Golf Course on the Top Tracer driving range. Hi, how are you doing, Tina?
Woohoo! Good morning, Big D. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
I feel famous. I just heard our spot on there again, and I'm like, yes.
Yes, you are.
We got 20 more people to go, so we're excited.
Okay, now we've got until the end of this month. So Friday is July 31st, and today is a great day because, you know, we're still not too worried. The winds are not going to be that strong, and the range stall, if you will, that we are using for the Ronald
McDonald.
Yes, it is. Tell us about it.
So the VIP bay is set up for anybody who's registered with the tournament, and they can actually go in. So even though all of the regular bays for the driving range and the Top Tracer games are covered, we actually have, they've got three training rooms that we can go into, and Eric Onodera is the general manager over there, and he actually blessed us with being able to use that middle one, so you can bring your own food, your own drinks. There's two hitting bays that you can go out of, and it makes it really nice. It's in, and it's even more covered than the other one. So if it is raining, you still can go out and go swing.
So we're
swing for our family.
Yes, perfect for a family. So we're 20 players short of the goal for the first phase of the tournament at Bayview.
Correct.
Using the new Top Tracer technology. So we need,
yes,
in the next 5 days, let's say, we need 20 people to sign up. Where do they sign up?
So they go to our website at ronaldshousehawaii.org. Or they can go to Facebook page, Ronald McDonald House, and go ahead and sign up. All the information is on there. We just got to get everybody in. If not, if they can't find it on the website, they can always go straight to Bayview, and anybody at the pro shop or Eric, the general manager, is happy to help and knows the process of getting everybody in. We only need 20 more, 20 more.
20 more. And when you register to play, this is a 100% donation that you can, is tax deductible.
That is correct, yes.
And this,
so
this
$100 donation to be able to get into the tournament that registers you for the grand prizes. Wear your red. We've got a lucky draw, Rocky Red for Ronald prize. So if you wear red, take a picture with something red, any of the backdrops or the photo props that are in that VIP bay, enters you into an additional lucky drawing. And yeah.
Sounds, it's okay. So it's $100. That includes all the balls that you're using. So that is everything.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And tell,
so you get to use the game, you get to have a large bucket of balls, and you actually even get a small bucket for practice.
See, it's so cool. All of that is included, and the money is for the Ronald McDonald House. What is the Ronald McDonald House?
Ronald McDonald House is a safe haven for families that have got seriously ill or injured children. So if they, for all the outer islands, for Samoa, Saipan, any of the Pacific Rim Islands. So if you don't, if you've got to medevac your child either from to come over for cancer treatments, they have leukemia, they've been in a serious accident, brain tumors, and you can't afford to stay somewhere because you're taking care of your seriously ill child, we're going to do that for you. We're going to provide you a place to stay. A lot of times families cannot separate. So, you know, a family member comes, brings their children, they can stay. We provide rooms, we provide clothes, because sometimes when they're medevaced over, they don't have anything but the shirt on their backs. So we provide all kinds of stuff like that, food, transportation back and forth to the hospital, so that they can focus on taking care of their children and not having to worry about anything else.
It's fantastic. So this is what I want to do for our prize this week. Okay, for this week, I want to sponsor. I can't do it myself. So I would like to pay the $100. And the person who calls, our ninth caller, at 808-545-1111, you're going to be one of the 20 people going to Bayview, and you're going to play for prizes, because when you enter to win, okay, you're not only entering to win playing, and you're playing at Harbor Town, but you're of course doing it virtually on the Top Tracer. You'll also, you know, win prizes for that, and there's a lucky prizes, and there's so much going on. And Tina and her entire crew at the Ronald McDonald House are really going above board. So listen, the number is 545-1111. I'm sponsoring you. I'm paying the $100, and you're going to go in there and hopefully, you know, just win or at least have a whole lot of fun. Okay. So that's
what. Oh, thank you.
Yes. Yes. Now, phase two. I said there's a phase two in this tournament. It's actually on the golf course, because all of this has been inside top tracer using Bayview's beautiful driving range and the VIP area, the bay. Tell us what phase two is.
So phase two is going to be starting from August 1st to September 9th. We're giving everybody plenty of time to be able to go out when it's convenient for them, any day, any time. We have got selected courses that we have negotiated either tournament pricing or really good pricing from local courses. They can, same process as going and doing the Top Tracer game. So they're going to go to the website, Facebook page. They're going to make their own tee times. They create a donation. So again, it's a $100 donation to be able to enter into the tournament for the grand prizes. They can play anywhere. And the virtual part of it is you're really just taking pictures of your scorecard, and we're running a virtual leaderboard on the website, on the Facebook and social media pages, so that we don't all have to have 300 players together at once. We're trying to think of everybody's safety with COVID still happening. So go out, play when you can, when there's plenty of space. Pop us a picture either through text or onto the website or Facebook. And we're going to run a leaderboard, and we're going to be doing random Peoria-style drawings for the grand prizes.
Excellent. Now, this part of the tournament runs from August 1st all the way to September 9th. Can you pick any golf course you want to play on?
You can. Yep, you sure can. So you're going to be sponsors or take care of any individual player that's going to be coming out. Just have to make sure that they show their receipt to the courses that they are part of the RMHC, which is Ronald McDonald House Charities, so that they can get the special rates. There's going to be welcome bags. We want to send them a welcome gift as well for being part of the tournament. So as long as we have all that information, they go to the course. Oh, I'm part of Ronald McDonald House. Here you go. And they're like, okay, they're going to give you special pricing. They play, take pictures, you know, of their scorecard at the end, and that's it.
That's great. Now, this is across, and now we can get everybody from around the state involved.
Correct. Yep.
Is there a list of golf courses participating?
There are, and it's on the website as well.
That's ronaldhousehawaii.org. ronaldhousehawaii.org. That's where the list of participating golf courses is. And then you choose one of those golf courses whenever you want. It doesn't, no particular time on your schedule, right? Okay. And in addition to, you know, the person who wins, you're going to have grand prize drawings, and you're going to have longest drive, closest to the pin, scratch cards. How does that work?
So when they call in or submit their donation, they're going to be issued a player's card, and then we're also going to have closest to the pin and longest drive. So again, the virtual side of the tournament is on that scratch-off card, they're going to take a picture of it. And again, it's going to go into a random drawing for who's going to be able to win closest to the pin and longest drive.
Great. And all of the winners will be announced on the 18th of August?
That is correct. No, I take it back. Not 18th of August.
Okay.
No, because it's September 14th. So it's going to be, tournament ends on the 9th. So we're going to be doing it that following week to make sure that we get everything in that weekend.
Right.
Because it's a holiday week, so we wanted to make sure that everybody, if they, you know, can't make it out during the week or the courses are already busy, that they've got time to play through that holiday weekend. And then we're going to be announcing through virtual. We're going to be doing a little bit of Facebook Live, drawing all of the lucky winners and be able to post it that way.
Okay, so the tournament runs from August 1st through September 9th, right after Labor Day, so you have an extra holiday to play. Then the winners are announced in September on the 18th, making sure that all the scorecards, everything's come in. Again, you can play any day, any time that's convenient for the players at the course of your choice, and those participating courses are listed at ronaldhousehawaii.org. And the $100 donation goes straight to Ronald McDonald House. Sponsors are picking up the tab for the green fees. And speaking of sponsors, you're still looking for corporate sponsorships?
We sure are, Danielle. So we still have a couple of spots to actually fill. And again, that information is going to be on the website, or they can contact me at 892-1906. And I'll be happy to share all the information, the sponsorship benefits, the packages. It includes play out at Hawaii Prince. It'll include four players. We're going to be giving them $100 gift certificates that'll cover like their lunch, their course play, pro shop, whatever it is that they want to be able to use, and then other goodies and stuff like that as well.
What's really important for everybody is that Ronald McDonald House Charities has three fundraisers a year. And let's see, the one big one is a golf tournament, which couldn't be held, right? What was the other one?
So we've got a gala that we normally hold in November as well. And so without the ability to gather in large places, in the hotels and things like that, that also is going to have to be canceled. So we're trying to reimagine that and still in the process of whether or not it's feasible and we'll be able to hold silent auctions online. But at this point, we haven't been able to identify what we're going to be able to do. So it's these virtual attempts to try and still get people involved to support our house. A big myth with Ronald McDonald House is that we are supported by the owner-operated McDonald's locations, which we are not. They do support us in helping do the Roundup program and things like that, but we are our own nonprofit. And so it's imperative that our events that we run raise the money for our families. That's how we support our programs.
That's it. And with COVID and the pandemic, the problem is, you know, you can't have a lot of the normal fundraisers. So this is why this is a reimagined golf tournament. First of all, you've got another week to go to Bayview and play Harbortown Lynx. That's still going on, and that's a lot of fun. You can bring the kids in with you, and everybody can play, and your score counts toward it. Or you can go by yourself, you know, between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. at Bayview Golf Course. You just go over there, and the VIP bay is always available to those who have signed up and can show that they're ready to go and play Harbortown. This is awesome. And any information that you need to get, ronaldhousehawaii.org. And the Facebook page is?
Ronald House Hawaii as well.
Oh, well,
yep.
Ronald House. Yes, made it easy. So it's ronaldhousehawaii.org. That's your website. And Ronald House Hawaii is the Facebook page. And if you'd like to get in touch with Tina directly because you want to be a sponsor, the number is 892-1906, 892-1906. Thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you for all you do. You are like nonstop woman.
Thank you for hosting this person. I so appreciate it. Call in people.
Call in people. I think they've been calling. I think we might even have a winner. So let me see.
Oh, yay.
Wait, yes. You know, give me yes, winner right now. Turn the page over, Danielle. Is it Rita? Rita. Rita's the winner from Kapa'a.
Rita, come on down.
Thank you so much, Rita. We'll be in touch with you, okay? Aloha.
And
have a great day. You know, you are out there doing, what are you doing today?
Honestly, I am hosting a serve day out in Waihole Valley where I've got 30 to 40 volunteers that are going to come and help one of the kapunas down here take care of her land and kind of do some fun stuff out in the community helping others.
See, that's what Tina does. She's always on the go. So please support the Ronald McDonald House, okay? Thank you for being on the show.
And thank you, Danielle. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Be safe.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Ron Syrak is going to join us, of course, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Golf Award, LPGA Media Excellence Award. It's actually Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award. He's probably saying it wasn't golf, Danielle. It wasn't golf. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
You remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord?
Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
I want you to remember, because this is, of course, that weekend where we've got Douglas lurking, a hurricane Category 2 right now. Looks like it's going to be a Category 1. Looks like it's going to miss the Big Island, but it's going to do some pretty windy conditions for all of us along Maui's coastline, mainly the windward and north shore areas, brushing along Oahu as well on that windward and north side, and then possibly turning closer toward Kauai. We're keeping an eye on it, of course. It's going to get windier, and by Sunday, particularly in the Sunday afternoon time, you can expect a lot of wind, up to 80 miles per hour in places, 25 to 45, gusts to 85. So we just have to be ready, you know, put everything away that you've got outdoors. You don't want it flying around. And Oahu Extraction, suited, gloved, and masked to come into your home. Yes, they're COVID-19 ready, because I know everybody's nervous about anyone coming into the house. But if you've got floodwaters coming in, Oahu Extraction, 330-6212.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now let's bring him in, Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award winner, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and author with Pia and Lynn Vision 54 Trilogy. Play your best golf now, the game before the game. Every shot must have a purpose, and that's published, by the way, in 8 languages. Covered over 100, what is it now, Ron? How many majors have you covered?
closing in on 200.
So. I have it down at 160, so I'm going to have to make an adjustment on that. We've got the LPGA starting up with the LPGA Drive-On Championship. That starts at the end of this coming week. This is really exciting.
Yeah, the last tournament ended on February 16th, the ISPS Honda Women's Australian Open, and it's been a long wait. This first tournament back, some of the sponsors whose events were canceled this year ponied up some of the money. Aon, which has been the last year sponsored the Risk Reward Challenge, they're not having that this year. So they put up some of the money, and we're going to have 144 players playing for $1 million purse, a 54-hole tournament, and they'll start with 2 tournaments in Toledo. This first one, Drive-On Championship at Inverness, which will be a preview of next year's Solheim Cup venue. And then the next week is the Marathon Classic, which is in a suburb of Toledo.
That's fantastic. And this this LPGA Drive-On Championship is televised on Golf Channel. And when you say Inverness, what's that like, that golf course?
Well, the Inverness Club, it's held 4 U.S. Opens, 2 PGA Championships. It's one of the classic Donald Ross venues, and it's going to be – this will be a great chance for the fans to get a preview of what they're going to see next year when the Solheim Cup is played there. It's a shot maker's golf course. It should be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Nelly Korda headlines with Danielle Kang, Minji Lee, Lexi Thompson, Carlotta Chinconda, Jessica Korda, and Lizette Salas. I was wondering, there's no fans, no sponsors, and no spectators coming into the LPGA Drive-On Championship. And Marathon Classic was talking about if they couldn't have their pro-ams, it just didn't make sense for them. Have they changed their mind?
Yeah, they have, and that's a great thing because it is. I mean, not having fans and not having a pro-am is a big revenue hit. But Marathon decided it's better to have the tournament that the players need the tournament. LPGA as an organization and LPGA players don't have anywhere near the safety net underneath them that the PGA Tour and PGA Tour players have. And it's important for them to get back out there. And it's right now it looks like we're going to have the 2 events in Toledo, and then they go to Scotland for 2 events, the Scottish Open, the Women's British Open, and then they come back to the U.S. for the Walmart Northwest Arkansas tournament. So, and what they're going to do is after from Toledo to Scotland, they will have a charter jet to try to keep players and caddies inside the bubble. And then after the British Open, they will have a charter jet to Rogers, Arkansas for that tournament. So they're coming back with every precaution that they have. And, I have to give Commissioner Mike Wan high marks. The LPGA was one of the first of the sports organizations affected by this because they had 3 events in Asia in February that ended up being canceled very, very early on before events started to be canceled in the United States.
You know, it's interesting to see what's going on because we have had so many events canceled. And I was curious about, how safe do people feel traveling? And the Symetra Tour right now is it's on, and it has players from all over the world. They've come in to play the Symetra Tour. I think the younger you are, maybe the more daring you feel. But it's great to see that things are happening within the bubble, and everybody's making sure. Like Mike Wan, I understand that the LPGA Tour Chief of Operations, Heather Daly D'Onofrio, they have their own doctor. I read this in your article.
Yeah, they have their own doctor, and then they're also bringing in the expertise of some of their corporate partners, Cambria Health. There's a big hospital operation in the Toledo area that are doing. Everybody who goes on is going to go through a thermal scanner. Everybody's going to be tested when they arrive in the city on Monday, and they will be tested again before they begin playing any competitive rounds of golf. So they are doing everything they can. And you know, there's a particular challenge for the LPGA, too. As golf's global tour, about a third of the players live outside the United States. And it creates some transportation problems, you know, it doesn't seem like a lot of the Korean players are going to play the first few events. And it probably involves what they would have to go through with quarantining to go into the various countries that are coming up. You know, I mean, they would start out going to the United States and then to Scotland and then back to the United States. You know, I'm not entirely sure what sort of protocols they have to go through to be able to play.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Mike Wan, also, you can go to LPGA.com where you can find Ron Cyrak. He writes great articles about the LPGA. Mike Wan, in your article, you quote him as saying he expects to lose more events this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the way things are unfolding, it's hard to predict the future. I mean, you know, second week of September is supposed to be the ANA Inspiration in California. Well, California is a hot spot right now, and So I think what Juan is saying is he doesn't necessarily know sponsors who aren't interested in having their events, but it's not exactly sure what local restrictions there are going to be to allow events to happen. You know, in Ohio, they were originally going to play Jack Nicklaus's Memorial Tournament with spectators. They were going to limit it to 8,000 people and then play the marathon with spectators, and there probably would have been about 2,000 to 4,000 people there. But then all of a sudden they decided, no, we're not ready to bring that many people together right now.
Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about AIG and their surprise jump into women's golf and what is now the AIG Women's British Open.
Yeah, you know, AIG came on board last year at Woburn, and also the RNA, the Royal and Ancient Golf Club, came on board playing a major role now in that tournament. And I thought the presentation of the tournament last year at Woburn was spectacular. The golf course was in incredible shape. The amenities for the players, for the fans, for everybody was terrific. And they've rebranded it now as, you know, not the Women's British Open, but the Women's Open. Mm-hmm. You know, following what they've done with the British Open. You know, the British Open is not the British Open. It's not even the Open Championship anymore. It's the Open, because as they like to tell you, it was the first one. It was the Open. So they are, and all this is great, great news for women's golf, because you're seeing the RNA, the PGA of America, the PGA Tour, the USGA, all these organizations are really stepping up to put more resources into supporting women's golf.
And it's nice. nice is, and they're increasing purses, and they're really sticking with the LPGA. Even though their tournaments are being canceled, I understand the sponsors are still making commitments for next year.
Yeah, they're, you know, some of the sponsors, as I said, have helped pony up the $1 million purse for next week's tournament, the Drive On Championship. And then there are some tournaments that aren't going to be held at all this year, but those sponsors have already said that they're coming back next year. The Kia Classic in California, Southern California, is one of those. It's going to be interesting to see the schedule that Mike Wan puts together for next year, because, you know, one of the things, and I'm just saying this, I don't know anything about this, the season as it is right now is going to end almost at Christmas. The U.S. Women's Open is in December, so the CME LPGA Tour Championship will be after that, I believe the week before Christmas. So we may not see the tour starting right back up again in January next year. They may, maybe they'll push the start of it back in, into February as a way of giving a little bit of break in there. But what the commissioner would like to be able to do right now is play every week between now and that week before Christmas. But he knows that's probably not going to happen. There's an Asia swing in October, and I would think that at least one of those events is probably going to get scratched.
Do you have any particular insights in, like, Nelly and Danielle and Minji, Lexi Thompson? Have you heard about what they're doing in this off season?
Well, everybody, you know, the players that I've talked to down there, you know, first they were the ones who live in Florida were locked down for a while, particularly because most of them live in South Florida, and South Florida is the hardest hit part of Florida. So that the Palm Beach area in there, they were shut down. But when the courses started to open back up, they were all getting out and playing a lot of golf. And so I think that there's been a lot of practice. Some of the players who live in Arizona, like Carlotta Singanda is one, has played some of the satellite tour events, cactus tour events out there. And there have been several of the West Coast-based players who played in those events. But again, you know, things sort of started up and then started to get shut back down again. I saw an amusing tweet from Angela Stanford, who lives in Fort Worth, Texas, and she was driving from Fort Worth to Toledo. She got in her car and started on the road heading for Toledo and realized she didn't put her golf clubs in the car. Had to turn around and go back home.
Oops.
I would imagine most of the players are like me. I haven't been in a hotel since November. I haven't left Cape Cod since the middle of February. This is the least I've traveled in a year since 1986.
Wow.
And, I would imagine that's been a weird adjustment for me. I imagine it's a weird adjustment for them.
Absolutely. Has it been good? I mean, I see some of the pictures you post of Cape Cod. That's not a bad place to be stuck.
I haven't played this much golf since I was in high school, actually, because it's been, and also we are in an amazing dry spell on Cape Cod. So since we started back up here May 14th, I've played Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday of every week.
There
has not even been a day missed because of rain.
So you came off the golf course. How did you do?
I did. Oh, we don't want to talk about it.
Okay. How about Michelle Wee West?
For the assistant captain. The Solheim Cup team. Yep.
Yeah.
This is going to be fascinating to see what's next for Michelle. You know, she talked about that she wants to keep playing because she wants her daughter to see mom play golf. Well, that's going to be quite a few years until her daughter is going to be able to see that. She's done work for Golf Channel. She's done work for. She was supposed to be working for CBS at the Masters, and I guess if the Masters is played in November, we'll be doing that. So, and sort of being an assistant captain for Solheim Cup, you wonder if what's next for her is going to involve competitive golf less and other aspects of the game.
Yeah, I understand, Michelle Wee West. I have to get used to saying that. Michelle Wee West will be broadcasting with Mark Rolfing at the PGA Championship.
There you go.
There you go, right?
So, yep. And, you know, the stuff that she's done for Golf Channel, she's been quite good on. She did some Solheim Cup and last year and had got very high marks from the media critics. So,
exactly.
She can do that, yep.
Yeah, did you read anything about Christina Kim and her foray into announcing?
I am a huge supporter of Christina Kim having a microphone in front of her at all times.
She
is a hoot. You talk about somebody who doesn't have an edit button, and that's Christina Kim. So.
I just wish I don't have a subscription to the entity that she was on. But from everything I've heard, there were just a few people who said, you know, if she could please not take the Lord's name in vain. Other than that, I'm really enjoying all of her coverage.
Well, sorry. She's in the top 10 of the players who've given me quotes that I can't use. And I've known her probably about 15 years for now, and she's given me some of the funniest lines, none of which were publishable.
Yes. Well, what I love is that she's in such a good space right now. And she is.
She's really reinvented herself in many ways.
Yeah, she looks terrific. She's got this fabulous smile on her face and just having a wonderful time. What's top of mind for you in the game? We've got about 60 seconds.
If everything goes as planned, the next 11 months should be absolutely amazing. We will have 7 men's major championships and 9 women major championships if everything happens. So we're going to see it. We're going to see a lot of top-notch golf over the next 11 months. I'm holding my breath that the schedules that exist right now can happen.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go to the ANA Inspiration in September in Palm Springs, and then the KPMG Women's PGA Championship at Aronimink in October, the Masters in November, the Women's U.S. Open in December. That would be a nice little stretch. I hope that it all happens. So.
Yes, well, because we'll be able to talk while you're on the road, and that's always fun.
Yeah.
I'd love to have you. Thank you so much, Ron Cyrak. It's always wonderful talking with you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. Aloha.
Aloha. Ron Cyrak is Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism, and LPGA Media Excellence Award. All right. Now, we want to thank the people who make this show possible. You got to reserve your tee times at Bayview Golf Course, the best value in golf on Oahu. And this is news, okay? You know that it's very difficult to keep sand in bunkers. And when it rains a lot on a golf course, it gets washed out so often. But at Bayview, they're putting sand in bunkers. And right now, I believe there are 3 holes or 3 bunkers where they've got them in. So we're going to be able to practice our sand game. Everybody just likes doing that, don't they? It's a lot easier to come out of a sand bunker than it is a grass bunker. That's something I've learned. So reserve your tee time. You want to make sure that we keep the pro shop a safe place for everybody. All of the COVID-19 precautions in place, of course. Social distancing. They disinfect the driving range, top tracer screens, the carts. There's the noodles in the cup for easy retrieval. Don't move the flag stick. And here I go. Bayview, it's got a great walking course, too, particularly the front 9. Gorgeous view of Kaneohe Bay on the back. Something to really look forward to. Oahu Extraction, suited, gloved, and masked. Come into their, let them into your home. Oahu Extraction will help with your flood and mitigation needs. So if it floods or water drips unseen, sometimes you don't know the water's in there. Oahu Extraction can take care of you. No invasion of the walls. Thermal hydrometer can check to see if there's anything there. Call them, especially this weekend. Keep this number handy. It's 330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment, and they have everything that you need. They're going to be open until 4 o'clock. And you know what? You got to be hurricane ready, right? The season started very early. Aloha Power Equipment can help with the sale on the Honda new EU 2200 generator at $1049, $200 off. Get over there. Supplies sometimes limited, but if they run out, they will honor that price with a rain check and throw in an additional 3-year warranty. And that's another $200 value. Visit Aloha Power Equipment today for your Honda generator and be prepared. We've also got to tell you about the better way to protect your treasures from the wind, the rain, and, of course, deter losses. The best way to do that is to get your carport enclosed. Install a Rainer overhead door. They can take care of everything. Call 676-3667 or go to hawaiidoor.com. HawaiiDoor.com to see this best selection garage doors in Hawaii, steel, aluminum, and wood. 676-3667. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.